Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer to live with eternity in mind. He has made everything beautiful in His time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Eternity is a simple word, but a complex concept. Charles Spurgeon once said, "Time is short, eternity is long." It is only reasonable that this short life be lived in light of eternity. We waited in line at the DMV for an eternity. We think spring will never come. Winter has lasted for an eternity. We have a vacation planned for only a few weeks away, but it feels like an eternity on the calendar. The reality is that, as humans, we can't truly fathom eternity. We know that God has provided eternal life to those who trust in His Son, Jesus. But understanding the weight of eternity is beyond our comprehension. Recently, I've come across numerous sermon series, articles, and books encouraging believers to live with eternity in mind. But what exactly does that mean? Paul encourages us in 2 Corinthians 4:18, "So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we can see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." NLT. Life in a fallen world is tough. There's no escaping the effects of sin in our lives. But we can shift our perspective, focusing on the things that matter to God, the eternal, and letting go of things that don't matter, things of this world. As one of my favorite teachers says, "Preaches easy, lives hard." We are easily distracted, discouraged, and disillusioned daily. It can be challenging to persevere, push forward in our faith, and remain steadfast. The world's message is, live your best life now. But God's word preaches, your best life is yet to come. If we back up a verse to 2 Corinthians 4:17, Paul reminds us, "For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." What we are experiencing today will one day come to an end. Even if the season of sorrow drags on, or your difficult circumstances continue to stay the same day after day, God will make everything new one day. And in this new world, His eternal kingdom, there will be no more tears and pain. Revelation 21:1-4. I'm not sure what you're going through today, but take heart. God sees and cares for you. On this side of heaven, you may continue to experience the consequences of sin, but God's great mercy provided a way for you to have eternal peace through salvation in Christ Jesus. Cling to the eternal hope we have in our salvation and let the presence of the Holy Spirit fill you as you live with eternity in mind. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being a God who cares about our burdens. We know that you are a God who sees and hears the cries and prayers of your children. Help us as we live with eternity in mind. Be with us as we focus on the internal, shifting our perspective from temporary things that distract us from living a life for your glory alone. Forgive us when we sin against you and be with us as we pursue holiness. We love you, Lord. We are undeserving of your grace and mercy, but thankful that you freely grant us both. We ask that you strengthen and help us as we share the gospel in a broken world. Guide our conversations and direct our paths to those who need to experience the eternal hope of salvation through Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.